This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
It's our top story on KRDO News Radio. Up to 14 people, including students, killed at a Texas elementary school shooting. Let's get more in this special report from ABC News.
Another community reeling from a deadly mass shooting, this time at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. Governor Greg Abbott.
He shot and killed horrifically, incomprehensibly, 14 students and killed a teacher.
The suspect, an 18-year-old high school student, is also dead. Ryan Ramirez is among the parents who are desperate for information about their children.
And I keep asking questions of what's going on, and nobody's telling me anything. Nobody's telling me anything. Just confused and worried. I'm trying to find out where my baby's at.
More from ABC's Maria Villarreal in Texas.
This town is so small, and their hospital is so small, that a incident of this magnitude, what we're talking about, there is no way this hospital could respond to this. I was in touch with the mayor's office. They do tell me right now that this is a very flexible, very fluid situation, but they are trying to get in touch with as many parents as quickly as they can.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
President Biden will be addressing the nation coming up later on tonight. Sounds like 6:15 is the time he'll make his remarks. We'll carry those remarks live. Meanwhile, Colorado Governor Jared Polis released a statement today following that tragic shooting. He said, "This morning I visited Mancos Elementary School and saw the joy in the faces of the students and teachers in their work last week of school as they looked forward to new adventures in this summer and new school year. Now 14 students and a teacher at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, had their joy ended forever in cold-blooded attack of their students and their parents, friends, and families won't ever hold those students in their arms again or be able to watch them grow. Colorado's hearts are heavy for our friends in Texas and join in showing love for the families and the community affected." Again, President Biden will be addressing the nation. We'll carry his remarks live coming up, we're told, at about 6:15 tonight on KRDO News Radio. Closer to home, most taxpayers in Colorado will be getting money in the mail this summer. KRDO News Radio's Bart Betzel has that story.
Governor Polis signed off on the measure yesterday to issue tax refunds to people in the state. He says those will amount to at least $500 per taxpayer or as much as $1,000 for couples who file jointly. Polis wants to help people who are now paying more for everyday items like gas and groceries. Bart Betzel, KRDO News Radio.
AAA is predicting Americans will be hitting the roads for Memorial Day weekend at near pre-pandemic levels. That despite record high gas prices. More from ABC's Alex Stone.
In places like San Francisco, the average price of regular unleaded is $6.04 a gallon. According to new government data, some areas are closing in on $7 a gallon. And a few gas stations are now popping up in California with $8 gas. For many Californians, every fill-up is now over $100.
Ridiculous. I mean, these prices are going too high, man. Pretty soon it's going to be $10 a gallon. It's crazy.
Analysts say based on demand and oil costs, gas prices are not going to be coming down anytime soon. Alex Stone, ABC News.
And finally, cleanup of the recent snowstorm in the Pikes Peak area could take up to 6 months. That's the word from Colorado Springs City Forester, who tells us the cleanup crews are hard at work picking up fallen trees and branches. The city has also received over 400 requests for tree removal since the storm. He urged patience, saying the city will have 4 removal crews working 10-hour days until that work is finished. And those are the top stories we're following on KRDO's Afternoon News. Our next update is coming up at 5 o'clock. Again, the president going to be addressing the nation on the shooting in Texas, killing 14 people, including students and a teacher. We'll have the latest coming up here as we move along. And again, the president will be speaking at about 6:15 tonight. We'll carry his remarks live.
Showers and thunderstorms across southern Colorado early this afternoon. These will be your general variety showers and storms. Otherwise, most locations will clear out overnight tonight. Temperatures in the 30s and 40s, highs back in the 60s and 70s on Wednesday with partly to mostly sunny skies. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.